Hello, 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 and welcome to the first ever inaugural episode of the Crazy Town Podcast live on Twitch.
Get hype.
Get hype. I'm Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT. Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
Man, it's been a while since we heard that, huh?
You damn right. It feels good to get it out again.
Yeah? We are here live on Twitch, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive. And all of our social media is right down along the bottom.
It's right down there.
You want to hit any of them subs, any of them follows, you're good to go. TNT.
What's up?
How you been?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Been well. You realize it's been almost 6 months since we done one of these, right? Actually, more than 6 months.
Yeah, it has to be longer than that, but we've been doing other stuff.
Yeah, we're live from the Crazy Town compound.
We've been doing the YouTube.
We've been doing YouTube stuff. We haven't forgot about this. It's been a long time coming, I think, right?
Yeah. I'm excited to get back into it.
Yeah,
as excited as I can.
Yeah, right? If you're
this is me excited.
This is as excited as he gets, for sure. So if this is the first time ever watching, we do have two other seasons of the podcast. If you're listening on a replay, welcome back, friends. It's been a while.
Welcome back.
Yeah, TNT, so what have you been doing for the last 6 months besides YouTube?
I work, man. I go to work. I have a job.
This is our work.
I don't know.
We're the work of the people.
Spiraling into a depression? Is that what you want to hear?
No, man. Oh, I'm sad.
You're sad now.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. We basically do YouTube, man. Yeah. We do videos. Madden is blowing up on our channel. You got to come and see that. This guy has a solo. Magnifique.
Oh, his souls are magnifique, too.
Why, thank you.
Oh.
Isn't he nice?
I am nice.
I know I do my solo, and we always have our collaborative things, because no matter what, we're a team.
Hell yeah.
We're a team.
Yin and yang.
We're wearing masks.
Full of energy.
We should tell them about the masks.
What about them?
We're wearing them.
Oh, are we? Yeah. I thought my face really looked
we're
like
wearing
this.
Masks. You gotta let them know.
Oh, okay. All
tell
right.
them why we're wearing masks.
Because you wanted to.
No, don't do that. I'm not going to tell them anything of the sort.
Because the internet makes me sad. No, not really.
Jonas just wants to preserve our anonymity. I work in the medical field, and I've learned from previous experience that I don't want to get fired, I guess.
Yeah.
And Jonas is scared that somebody's going to steal his identity. Because
someone's going to steal Jonas.com from
me. He's secretly a billionaire.
Anyways, so we're going to do a little quick State of the Union of the Crazy Town. Our former podcast was bi-weekly.
Yep.
It was not live.
It was not live.
It was fucking long.
Yeah.
It was like over an hour every time.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, what's a little different? These ones are, we're going to shoot for 30 to 45 minutes, but we talk a lot.
Yeah.
We are long-winded.
Yeah.
So that may or may not happen. Replays of this will be on our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, in the corner, mm-hmm. on YouTube. Follow us there to get replays. And, of course, any audio-only version will be on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the places it's normally been. One major difference.
What's that?
Previously, I brought all the news. You were always the surprised man.
Yeah, I like playing that role.
Yeah. But we're splitting it. The yin and yang, TNT, is bringing some hot fire topics.
I am?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't bring anything? You better look them up, friend.
I got some sticky
You got some
notes.
Sticky, some used sticky notes?
I have a cell phone
okay.
here.
Start bringing up the cell phone stuff. Well.
Probably move this paraphernalia.
What do you mean?
So it's not on stream.
That's probably a good idea. No, it's not. It's blocked out.
All right, good.
But no pressure. You're up first, friend. What you got?
All right, Joe. I'm fine with that. I'm ready to host it up, man. I'm glad. Hey, team.
Teamwork makes the fucking dream work.
We're fucking doing it. First story.
Ooh. Jonas, all right, what's up?
Jonas, I want to talk about your mans.
Who's my man?
Your mans.
I don't have a man?
You have a mans. You do. You have a mans.
Who is it?
You're wearing his logo right now.
Oh, the Patriots. And oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about Thomas Brady.
Oh.
I'm talking about your man, Robert Kraft.
Whoops. All right. He's in trouble.
All right. I did bring a little something. It's all of a sticky note.
The ultimate professional.
Hey, but I got 3 pages of sticky notes.
Oh, shit.
Suck my dick. All right. So Robert Kraft is a 77-year-old billionaire.
Yes. He has some money.
My man's went to a massage parlor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Not my man. Your man's went to a massage parlor.
Now you're trying to steal my man's.
No, I don't want your man's. That's the last thing I want is all your
right,
man.
All right.
Anyway, he went to a massage parlor, got a massage.
Yes.
I don't know if he was offered or if he asked, but regardless of what happened, he received sexual favors from, I believe, 2 women, and he paid them both $100.
Wow.
And then he got into his Bentley. And he drove back to his billion-dollar mansion and probably had sex with another beautiful woman who stays with him because of his money. I shouldn't make that joke, but fuck it. You know that's the case.
He got into his Lamborghini Diablo.
No, it was really a Bentley.
Oh, was it really?
It was really a Bentley. I did a little research.
So
what I want to ask you...
Paid $100 for an HJ?
I guess it was oral and manual.
Okay.
Is what the story says, but I'm not sure because I also saw where the accounts where he had a threesome. So I don't know if it's a different occasion or if it's the same thing.
All right.
But either way, my man's had a little side piece.
At the massage parlor.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to ask me now?
Okay, what I want to ask you is how does that make you feel?
About him being... him soliciting prostitution?
Yeah, like...
okay.
Okay, go ahead.
My first thought when I saw the story...
Snap feels.
Why did that dude have to pay a major massage parlor for an HJ?
I mean, $100? You can think of it like this, man. If I had to make my own hamburgers, like it's like the difference between making a hamburger at home or just going to the Burger King and getting one.
Are you comparing Robert Kraft to Dave Thomas?
I'm saying that the solicitation of sex is quick and it's cheap. And it's kind of like McDonald's, where if you're making a burger... No, listen, in the kitchen, you got to, like, get the pan out. You got to put the meat in the pan. You got to fry it. You got to wait for it. You have to take care of it.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
But don't you think Robert Kraft, with all of his army of yes men he probably has, could just say, I'd like to have sex with a woman tonight, and they could find him a woman to, like...
He wanted a massage, too.
You don't think he could find a massage along with that?
I'm not saying is that the man did not have other avenues of access to this sexual act.
Right.
I'm saying if you're out, you're getting a massage. 77 years old. If my dick still works at 77, fucking jerk it for me.
That's the miracle of this whole situation.
Jerk that sumbitch for me, please.
No, dude, no.
Okay. Now,
if you had that kind of money, like you wouldn't need a rub and tug place.
Okay, so wait, you have a problem with his logic, is what you're saying.
He is
asking how you feel about it.
Man in the world. It'd be like fucking LeBron James whirling up into the fucking... But I'd be like, you can just finish me off on here.
I can guarantee you that anywhere LeBron James rolls up into, he can get a hand job. He could come into this room right now and I'd be the first one ripping at his basketball shorts.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is why my anonymity is protected. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Okay, look. All right. I was asking you more of a moral sense because I don't really see an issue with prostitution as a whole. But in the case of this place that was raided, they were looking for sex trafficking.
Yeah, yeah.
And that means kind of that they take women from third world countries poorer countries, and they give them an avenue to get into the States, and then they take their passports away from them, and they kind of force them into this sex slavery.
Like they'll get deported if they don't, like...
Essentially, yes, and then they have family and children, and they're scared, and they demonize the police to these women, so... When I looked at it from that sense, I was just like, yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
That is really fucked up.
But I don't think that he was the head sex trafficker. He was just going to get a hand job.
Robert Kraft of the Kraft Cheese Fortune. I don't know what it is. And you're right, he does sound like a restaurant. Absolutely. Robert Kraft sounds like he could be a restaurant in his own right.
I just felt bad. I feel bad because he's being demonized when he just wanted to get a hand job. I don't see a problem with paying for a hand job. I feel like every girl I've ever had sex with, I had to buy her dinner, and I already know you're hating this. I had to buy her dinner. I had to be nice. It's a form of payment. If I could just go in and get a hamburger from the McDonald's, I would take that. I admit that it makes men lazy and not want to hit on women and not want to, like, commit relationships, and they want to keep that out of America, and that's why we have it as illegal in the country. But the man just wanted... He's 77. His wife just died in 2011.
His wife did die.
Yeah. If anything, I think if you're over the age of 60, you should be allowed to get a hand job for money.
That's like a new, like, put this in the Constitution. If you're over... If you're over 60, you're allowed to pay for HJs.
As a part of the Affordable Care Act, 60-year-olds can now pay
part
for
hands. Medicaid. Medicare is like women and men over 60 can go to Rubbin' Tugs and get their jollies off for free.
And you start taxing these senior brothels.
Yeah, well, that's a little different than a fucking sex slave.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, all right, so we agree that the sex slavery is fucked up.
Yeah, if it was just some woman that wanted to do it, she was just like, oh, yeah, I love jerking dick. I can get paid for this? That's cool.
Oh, okay. I mean,
and he's a billionaire, too.
Yeah. Well, I read a little story today about this.
What's that?
Reason that all came down is a routine, like, inspector went there and saw signs that, like, people were living in the parlor. And he was like,
I didn't really get into that.
It was just a headline today I saw. It was like Kraft bust stems from inspection.
They saw,
he's like why is there pillows and little...
There was, like, beds in there. And then they found, like, towels with semen.
Oh,
and
Jesus. I didn't realize they found all that.
Yeah, and they were like, the bathroom was kept in poor condition. So they kind of figured out that these girls were living there. They weren't being well taken care of. Oh, and that they were potentially... being held against their will.
Sex trafficking is bad.
So, yeah.
That's just disgusting.
So, yeah, when I looked at it from that point, it even changed my point of view.
Okay.
I was kind of trying to bait of, like, I don't see anything wrong with him going to get a hand job out of you, but you did not give me that. You were like, this dude's stupid for getting a hand job. I'm like, what?
Oh, you were trying to bait me so you could fucking slam the hammer down.
I was just trying to bait a response that I thought you would give me.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
All right.
That's the end of my story. Thank you.
Cool. It's a palate cleansing time because you know the normal stories on the Crazy Town are not serious stories.
They never are.
So.
What do you got, Jonas?
TNT Dynamite, got a question for you, friend. You ever used a vending machine before?
Dude, you can't. You can't do this.
Segues, dude.
You can't. No, you can't do this. No, do it.
That's how we do
it. I wanted you to do it.
I know. You know how I bring the stories.
I want you to do it.
So,
do it.
In September 2018, Coram, New York. You know where that is?
I know where New York is. Does that count?
It's on Long Island.
Okay. So, I'll take your word for it.
All right. So, three mystery vending machines appeared in this city. Not like full-blown like pop machines like Mountain Dew and shit. Like the little... they have, like, the little quarter slots, like a pool table, and, like, it's almost like you would have, like, a condom dispenser in a bathroom or something.
Oh, so, like, the wall-mounted ones.
Kind of, but they were cemented into the ground. Like, someone...
Oh, okay, okay.
But they were cemented into the ground...
I get the idea.
...at an apartment complex, a Home Depot...
Do.
...and a shopping center. And they were blue and white, very, very plain, and they just said pens on them.
Pens?
Yeah, it costs $2 to get a pen.
A pen?
Yeah, I mean, you see
what kind of pen are we? What kind of pen are we talking about here?
$2 pen.
Did it have the pen emblazoned across the side so I can see what I'm getting?
Well, people start. I mean, curiosity. If you saw that, would you be like a $2 pen? Like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, I'm not paying for that shit. Anyway, so what happened? Give me the go.
So basically, people started getting these pens, and come to find out, if you disassembled the pen. Inside was a glass tube and filters.
It was a crack pipe.
It was essentially a crack pipe. Someone put three random crack pipe vending machines.
Where do you find this shit? Where do you find this shit?
In New York. So let me ask you my first question. Do you see anything wrong with someone putting up a crack pipe vending machine?
I mean, how crackheads aren't necessarily out there looking for pens.
But maybe that's – I'm not a crack guy. I'm not into the cracks.
I mean, how do you know you're getting a crack pipe?
Maybe they call them, maybe they refer to crack pipes as pens.
You think it's like slang for crack pipe?
I didn't research that. I mean, come on.
Jonas, come on. I thought you were a journalist.
This is a brand new Crazy Town podcast. All the research is out the window. All
right. Well, no, I mean, I don't really. Yeah, there's a problem with it, Jonas.
Is there? Well, what's the difference between that and a shop?
Okay, is it illegal to sell crack pipes? That's my first question.
If you market them as crack pipes, if you market them as pens, no.
Okay, then, well, they're within their rights of the law, yeah, so fucking like let them have
shop,
it.
Shop, you can go, I'd like a tobacco pipe, please. A water. You can't go in there and be like, give me that bomb, bitch. You can't do that. They get mad.
That's very true.
They have signs that say, we sell water pipes.
Oh, you know, I actually had this happen to me one time.
Oh, did you take someone in there didn't know the etiquette?
I was smoking crack. I'm kidding. I went into a head shop, and the lady behind the counter said, hey, maybe you would like one of these. And I was like, what is that? And then she says, oh, it's this little glass tube, and it has a rose in it. And I was like, I don't know what I would use that for.
What do you have? Why would it? What's a rose?
Dude, she was trying to sell me a crack pipe.
She thought you were a crackhead?
I don't look like. Don't answer that. Don't.
Does he look like a crackhead?
Stop.
Put in the comments. This is a
Jonas, do not have them do that.
Call the action.
With this mask on, I probably do. God damn it. Anyway, so, but I didn't buy the crack pipe. I want to make that clear. I didn't buy
it. No cracks bought.
But anyway.
So, like, obviously there were many complaints. Okay. About these.
Well, who found out?
Well, they started complaining. People did to, like, the cops.
About what?
That they were selling crack pipes in front of their apartment.
Who found out they were selling crack pipes?
Whoever put the quarters in. It wasn't like a... It didn't have, like, a debit card reader and shit.
So, wait. It actually dispensed pens, though, is what I'm asking.
Well, inside the pen casing was this. I don't know if it didn't say okay. If it actually wrote or not. All
right. I mean, I guess. I was thinking, like, if you get a pen, you get a pen. If you get a pen and a crack pipe and you don't smoke crack.
It was hidden.
Okay.
Like, and then, so, but, okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
That. Okay, so there's that on its own.
All right.
There was many complaints. I get that part.
Naturally.
They decided to have some vigilante justice, man.
They destroyed the machines.
One of them got smashed to bits with a sledgehammer. Do you think that's right?
No, that's destruction of public property. Or
government property. It was the president. No.
I was going to say
spoiler
this.
Spoiler alert.
It was Donald Trump the whole time.
No, I don't
putting
know.
Crack pipe dispensers in the neighborhoods.
They didn't say
yeah.
who did it or who. No one got arrested, I don't think. But these motherfuckers cemented them into the ground.
Yeah.
And
made them look real legit.
Yeah, but like. I mean,
I don't know.
All right, if you were a connoisseur of crack.
I'm not a connoisseur of crack.
Hypothetically.
I don't like this narrative.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Say you lived in apartment complex ABC. Maybe ABC complex had a high crackhead user base.
Okay, so there's a lot of crackheads in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and maybe fucking some guy was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a small business. I'm going to sell crack pipes to these crackheads.
Yeah, but... Like, do they have, like, a limited use?
I don't know. I'm not a crack connoisseur.
There's a lot of questions I have when you start talking about crack pipe. Because it's just a crack pipe. Essentially, all you need is one. And then you can smoke all the crack you want, right?
But there was filters that said, I don't know, maybe the filters get dirty?
I mean, the filter might be nice. You can get, like, a menthol filter.
menthol crack filter? If you're a crackhead, why don't you leave us some information about how crack pipes
can
work?
Can I get my crack pipe filter with a little bead you crush in it to make
it? Like make it menthol, like the Camel Crush cigarette? Yeah. Yes, you can.
That's my question. So, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to sell something that has unlimited use, it's like you're not going to sell a bunch of them. And if somebody needs a pen, let them pay $2 for a pen.
Yeah.
I understand. It feels like they're kind of allowing the people in the neighborhood to smoke the crack.
Let me ask you this.
But,
what if instead of crack pipes, it was just rolling papers?
I don't think nearly as many people would have an issue with it.
They'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Save me a trip to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I don't have to go and pick up sticky notes now. I can just buy a pack of rolling papers and write all my important notes on that.
Okay, all right.
That's it.
That's it for that story. It was a little quick hit.
I like it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Are you sure?
Jonas, you did
good. Oh, shit.
He's a good guy, he is.
It's me. I did goods.
All right, so I lost my sticky note.
Did you already?
Yeah, it's gone, dude. It's absolutely.
Oh, it's down there. There it is. It is
absolutely.
You know, like, what you want to talk about, right? You're like, I have no idea what I want to talk about.
I do know what I want to talk about.
What?
I want to talk about your mans.
I
want to talk about your mans.
Who's my man?
I want to talk about your man, Jussie Smollett.
Oh, how is this my man?
It's your man.
I've never even seen him.
Nah, look, speaking for all the black community, we gave him up, man. We traded him. We traded him.
Where, who'd you trade him for?
I don't know.
You trade something for something else.
Yeah,
you
took
banish him.
We took like a, what do you call that? A draft? Uh-oh. We took a draft pick. That's
what it is. Oh my God! For a large sum of cash and a seventh round draft pick,
we took a draft pick for Jussie Smollett.
Who did you trade him to?
Traded him to the Caucasians.
Oh, that's wow!
That's how it works, Jonas.
Wow.
It's the, no, it's like the. You, come on, Joe. You know you've seen the Chappelle skit.
I know. I'm just giving
all
right. you a hard time.
I appreciate the hard time.
All right.
Anyway, so we all know what happened with Jussie Smollett.
Oh my God!
We
dude.
Know that he went to a fucking Subway at 2 o'clock in the morning. He should have got his ass beat just for that.
Wait, if you show up at a Subway at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there's something. Yeah, you need your ass whooped, honestly, because what are you eating? Who's going to a Subway in 2019 anyway? And then he paid two of his friends, one being his personal trainer and his brother, who were these big diesel, just huge bodybuilders.
I did see a picture of those dudes. Yeah. They're jacked as fuck.
Yeah, they are pretty fucking big.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The dude had like 12 abs. Anyway.
Were you staring at
him? I was not staring at his abs.
He's like, ooh, what's he going to say? These guys are.
I knew he was going to say that.
How'd you know?
But he hired these men. He paid them
$3,500. That's how much he paid him? $3,500?
Yeah. How's that sound to you?
Not to commit a hate crime because you're going to fucking jail.
My man, I'm sorry, not my man, your man. We traded
man's.
Him. Only to the end of the night. Then he's flying on a plane to Minnesota.
I think everybody traded him. Like, I think like everyone's like.
Nobody wants
him. Nah.
Oh, man, we're going to kick him off the team. Dude. All right. But, yeah, I don't know. He paid him $30,000. He makes $100,000 every episode of Empire, the show that he's on.
Okay.
He paid them $3,500. Seems a little bit of a low ball.
Ah, 3.5% on one episode.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's not enough.
There's no one could pay me any amount of money to do a hate crime on anyone.
Oh, but it don't end there, Jonas.
Oh, it doesn't?
It don't end there.
Oh, shit.
The reason that he did this is because he didn't feel like he was getting enough money. He first sent a letter with, like, letters he had cut out of a magazine.
Oh, like a ransom note?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And
like, we got your son.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he crushed up, like, a Tylenol or an ibuprofen pad and put it in the envelope to kind of, like, scare.
White powder somebody?
Yeah, kind of like anthrax.
Like anthrax here exactly. From 2001.
He was trying to scare the people that opened up his mail into thinking that somebody was going to do an attack on him. But they...
Oh, this is, like, preemptive.
Yeah, this is before. But they swept that under the carpet.
Oh, they didn't even talk about it.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
Yeah, he was mad. He was like, somebody just tried to kill me, guys. I'm giving him a little Michael Jackson. Somebody's trying to kill me, guys. And nobody did.
Nobody tried to kill him?
Well, I mean, nobody. It was him.
Oh, there
he is. He sent it to himself.
Oh, so he tried to kill himself by Tylenol poisoning, and he failed.
Exactly.
God, I'd be pissed if I tried to kill myself with Tylenol poisoning by putting it in a letter, too. Anyway,
they found a magazine that he had cut the letters in his house.
What magazine was it?
Please tell me. Vanity Fair.
It was like fucking like cooking.com. He just was like, ooh, Martha Stewart's new recipe. Let me get a little C out of that. What?
I love you. I do. So, yeah, they found a magazine. The bodybuilders were found on tape buying the bleach, the rope. The bags, all the shit that they needed. I'm not sure if it was all of it, but I know they were caught on tape buying shit. Fun fact, on that very same tape, there's a man that can be seen stealing gloves from the very same shop they were in.
Was it Jussie Smollett?
No, it was not Jussie Smollett.
So they got like another... It's like they two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
They solved two crimes. One they was like a fake hate crime.
Yeah!
And one was like... petty theft.
Double justice. Double justice.
Okay.
I love it. How do you... Okay, Jones, go ahead. I'll give you a minute to rebuttal.
There's no rebuttal.
I've got a lot on that subject, like, and I'll give you a moment.
Okay. Like, when I first heard the story, like, before all this shit came out, I was like, that's really fucked up that someone would, like, put a noose around this dude's neck, throw some substance on him, whatever. I was like, America is fucked up. I was like, why would that shit happen in today? It's 2019. Why would that happen?
I mean,
then the shit starts coming out like, he may have knew the guys that did it. Blah, blah, I'm like,
he definitely knew the guys that did it.
How? This dude obviously, okay. He has enough wherewithal to like get famous, somewhat famous, get on a popular ass TV show.
Yeah, he's a good actor. Did you see the Dateline interview or Good Morning America?
He went on interview tour.
He went on a Good Morning America. He cried during the interview.
Oh shit! So
Black Tupac cried on Good Morning America.
Wait, isn't real Tupac black?
What?
You said Black Tupac.
I meant gay Tupac.
Oh.
God damn it, Jones, you're right.
I was like, is that the next bomb you're about to drop on me?
Tupac was never black.
But like, he's not a dumb man. I mean, obviously he's a dumb man. Yeah. But where would you ever think that this was a good idea? Like, why would you go to, like, you know what I'm going to do? I want more notoriety. I'm going to pay people I know to do a hate crime on me. Like, and at least go with people you don't know.
And send a ransom note with fake white powder in the federal mail. That is honestly, the worst part. Fake hate crime is more like you're an asshole. Never talk to us again. He got fired from a show. But he's under federal charges because of the fact that he used the mail.
And he filed a fake police report. That's a felony.
Yeah. He's looking at minimum a year.
Don't ever file a fake police report. You're wasting law resources that could be hunting down rapists and murderers and motherfucking abusers.
That's right, Jonas. You tell him.
I'm all here for the police.
I agree, though, honestly.
Dude, it's like...
Yeah. Get it out.
Really kind of fucked up.
Get it out.
Like, I mean, the whole situation.
Yeah.
But.
Black History Month, by the way.
Yeah. But.
That's not fucked up. I mean, it's fucked up. It happened for. Sorry. Yeah, anyway.
You're right.
Try hard.
Well, I guess, like, they show. Well, here's another part I saw. I saw, like, he never took the noose off his neck. Like, he still was walking around. Like, he got it all the way. Like, before it all came out, they were like, wouldn't you take that shit off your head before you, like, go, like, to the police?
Yeah.
Like,
he ate the sandwich with the noose on.
Jesus.
That's what happened. He ate the sandwich.
He's like, oh, I just got a hate crime. I'm real hungry, though. Let me eat this Subway real quick. Fucking Jared, Jesse Small, Subway is the goddamn antichrist, dude.
Jonas, what if I Smolletted you?
Be Smolletted.
Not hate crime. What if I faked a hate crime to get more pay for my services? I was like, no, it's actually dangerous for me to work for the crazy town. I, like, had somebody beat me up in the parking lot.
I'd be like,
what would you say?
You'd be like, that's stupid. No, but I remember what I was going to say.
What?
When that first came out, and it came out that he may be behind it all, Empire was like, we're just going to scale back his role on the show. They, like, didn't fire him right away. They were like, he had a big musical number. Let's take that out. Let's cut his part down a little bit. Then later they were like,
He's got to go.
Oh, you got to go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man.
He tried, like, he went back, but, like, people were not having it with him. They're like, I can't believe you did this, man.
How are you going to, like, look anyone in the face? Anyone.
Exactly.
Like, anyone in the face. Like, people, like, his mother doesn't even respect him.
What?
I'm sure his mom doesn't respect him either, man.
She's probably unhappy, but I don't know if your parents ever lose, like, I guess they could lose respect.
Dude, if you tell me if you went out and murdered someone, your mom wouldn't be like, TNT, I don't know if I'm going to come see you anymore.
Mama Dynamite would forgive me for doing anything.
Wow. All right. Fair enough.
I love you, Mom.
All right. I want a quick hit on this one. Another quick hit.
Big up, Moms. She's alive.
So.
But she's up north.
She's
alive. I'm sorry. Keep going.
She's alive. Oh, wait. I mean, she's up north. All right.
Keep going.
TT Dynamite?
Yo.
You ever had your phone die on you?
If you're new, if you're new here, this is what he does to me. He does this to me. Yes.
I'm just asking you a general question.
Jonas, yes, I've had my phone die before. Yes, I've had my phone die.
That must be a pain in your ass.
It sucks.
Yeah, that does.
Do you have a product that can prevent that from happening?
New cell phone company.
It's automatically turned into an infomercial.
Yeah, like, are you tired of your cell phone battery not making it to where you need you to go?
Do.
Anyways, a company called Avenir Telecom, French company.
Okay.
They came out with an 18,000 milliampere battery for a phone.
What the fuck does that mean? What's a milliampere?
Basically, they claim that you could use the phone for 1 week straight without it dying, or 48 hours of continuous video without the phone dying.
And how long does it take to charge?
Hold on, I'm getting there.
Okay, I understand. We got. Well,
it has fast charge.
Let me say this right now. That is amazing.
Fair enough.
And continue.
Okay. The website I saw this on was The Verge. They said it's probably actually more than that. That's a conservative number.
Mm-hmm.
Because they tested a battery that was half that size, and they got a week's worth of use out of it. So it could even be more than that.
Wow.
It has a 6.2-inch display, and it has two pop-up selfie cameras. Like, the cameras pop out of it?
I don't need that.
But why do you need two selfie cams?
I don't. To be social media, I guess, fair essentially.
Enough. Fair enough. It has fast charge.
How long?
8 hours.
That's not bad.
Right? I mean, like, you put it in the morning, you go to bed. Bad. That's like, yeah.
Jonas, this is a good story.
Right? Right?
This is a good story. Right? Where do I get one of these?
I don't know. I think it was at like a convention, kind of like so I think it's on the way. You may not even be able to get it here because it's French. But here's the caveat to it. It's as thick as 3.5 iPhones. So it's like this thick.
Oh, it's like a brick.
Inch, it's 18 millimeters, which is, it's like inch and a half thick.
It's a brick.
Yes. It's 6.2 by like this thick, which is, inch and a half.
Like that thick?
Nah, yeah, something like that. 3.5 iPhones. But, like, when you hold it, it's like you're holding, like, an actual, like...
brick?
Piece of...
a cinder block to your head?
No, dude. Like, maybe.
Give me your phone, and let's put our phones together.
That is what she said.
Are you reading chat? Give me your phone.
This is cute.
I don't think that's even enough.
Well, that's with cases, though. That's probably about how thick it is.
So about that thick, and you just...
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I could handle that, maybe.
It's like, the guy had a picture of him with it, and I was like, I feel like I could hold that phone a lot better than I could hold my own phone.
Yeah, I'd imagine that it being that big means that it probably can't take a hit too well, though, honestly.
Yeah, well, what he said about those selfie cameras is that he saw it at a convention, so by the time he got to it midway through the show, it was already kind of not working right. And he said, like... it was kind of clunky, and like he said, he's like, I would probably use it, but it was like the kinks need worked out. But like, dude, that's like, I mean, like, I still have an old phone, I have like an S8 Galaxy. But when I first got that bitch, I could go probably almost 2 days without charging it before it got down to like zero, and it would charge in like 40 minutes.
Now I can't go a day without charging my
old phone. Now your phone's like, you don't even have fast charge on that shit.
Why don't you put my shit out there for the world?
I do have
fast charge. My phone had just the dawn of fast charge. Thank you. I have an S6.
Oh,
fuck you if you don't like it.
That's a new one.
And don't fuck you.
Wow.
You live in the same house.
The crazy town compound. Thank you.
Yeah, the mansion.
Ask Jeeves. to go get you one of these muffins.
So when are these things going to be available for mass market?
I don't know.
No,
dude, I didn't say it. Dude, that's like when you go to the car show and they're like, look at this car. It runs on lettuce. And then like one day it's going to be out.
I need that.
Yeah, right?
I need a car that runs on lettuce. Like,
it eventually, it's like they're like prototypes. You know what I mean? So like it may never see light of day, but I feel like it will. Dude, I would totally buy a phone that was that thick because like... I need a case.
I don't want a phone that's that thick only because it seems like it could be damaged easily.
Yeah.
And it'd be hard to find a case, and then the case is only going to add, like, how much... What are you going to get, like, a dictionary to keep it in?
Maybe they made to make it tough, like a tough book.
Kind of like the... what are those cases?
Otterbox.
I was going to say the Badger case.
Dude, I used to have an Otter case, and they're really neat because there's, like, a rubber piece and a plastic piece that goes over it. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy that shit at Best Buy, though. Here's a note to everyone out here that's going to kill retail.
What's that?
You can get things cheaper online than you can in the retail store.
Oh my God, Jonas, you've just blown the mind of all the millennials.
And everybody wonders why malls are closing.
All the millennials are kneeling. Yeah, brick and mortar is over with, man.
Yeah, we got to start a store, sell cell phone cases?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Maybe crack pipes, though.
Ah!
Oh, callback!
Let's sell.
Oh, callback. Excellent. Oh, we need to be able to move the camera in and out.
We need a director.
a cameraman.
Yeah, like what do they call the guy who runs the camera?
A cameraman?
Oh, that guy. Yeah. What, dude? Just because, yeah. What are you looking at?
Nothing, dude. Just chill. Chill. Be cool.
Just pointing at the Crazy Town Media logo, that's all.
Where's that at?
Boom.
Oh, it's okay. It's on the screen.
Yeah, so let's move on. That's all I had about that one. It was another quick hit.
Let's go over some things real quick, Jonas.
What are we going over?
Because we're not both along for this world.
We're already we're already a little overtime than we thought we'd be.
Yeah, right. I know. Let's go over the background here.
All right.
I just kind of want to talk about the shit we got going on here.
Okay.
First off, Jonas, what's the name? We gotta name them. We have to.
Oh,
And you bought it, so you should name
I
it.
Bought it, and I colored it white.
Yeah,
you
bought it and painted it, so what should we call it? We need a good name, because he's going to be our good luck symbol.
He is always good luck.
And he is our third member of the fucking Crazy
Town. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, our fourth member. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. All right, so what's the name? Give me a name.
By the end of the show, I'll get one. Let me percolate that.
Percolate?
Yeah.
Are we going to do more stories?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
All right, well, I still want to go over all the stuff, though. I still want to do this. All right, so above Jonas's head, he's painted all of these except... No, you painted the Fear and Loathing, didn't you?
Yeah.
You painted this one, too?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I didn't paint the Jason one.
You did not paint the Jason one. He did not paint the movies to the left.
I did. Yeah, I did not create these from my 3D printer spawn.
But these are all spawns of his mind.
Look, there's a tie-in from this in my shirt.
Yep. And then eventually, once we get a P.O. box set up, if we get a significant followership for this podcast.
We're gonna set up a P.O. box? Shit!
Jonas, calm down. You're, you're putting the cart before the horse. Oh. I said if we get a significant amount of followership, I would like for people to send in some of their examples, and we could put it up on the wall as well.
They can paint you and I.
Yeah.
They can put a little trinket.
Hopefully not in some, like, Yahweh, like, sex act or some shit.
Okay. All right. I'll take the non-sex act. they're like, what the fuck's happening in Wedding Crashers? Like, he's like, I call it fucking something.
Yeah. Don't paint us in an embrace.
No, dude. That will not go up on the wall.
Our dicks intertwined. All right. Anyway.
I got one more. You got one more.
Let's just do yours and get out of here.
Okay. That's it. You just want to like... You want to nick? You
what do you mean? We're overtime as it is.
I don't mind if we go overtime a little bit. If you want to touch on your story, we'll touch on it.
No, I'm like sweaty.
Oh.
Just do it, man.
Okay.
Go roll with the punches.
I wanted to end the podcast.
Good.
Jesus. Fine, then. I guess that's how
I didn't mean it like that. Wow. I didn't mean it like that. Just keep it confusing.
On a happy note.
What's that?
I usually bring a lot of fucked up stories to the podcast.
Yeah.
Today I brought one weird one.
Mm-hmm.
One, oh, I got to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one. This one's very nice.
This one lacks a segue, too. I'm excited.
TNT. Have you ever been to a grocery store?
I asked for it, too.
You did.
Yes, Jonas, I've been to many a grocery store in my life.
That's very nice. I wish that you would have a good time next time you go.
I hate going.
I know you do. That's why I wish you have a good time. Ugh. This happened. Our buddy's up north in Canada. Kingston, Ontario,
Ottawa.
I don't know exactly. It's Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where that's at.
This happened very recently.
Okay.
This week. Last week. I don't know, one of the weeks. Very, very recently.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Family Day?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Canadians get a day off to spend time with their family. It's actually a really good idea. I think we should employ that in America. I know my Canadian trivia is on point, sir.
I looked it up a little bit. You are very well versed in Canada. It is actually the same day as President's Day in the United States.
It is.
The third Monday in February.
100%.
And it is not a federal holiday. Banks do not close.
Mm-hmm.
They call it something else that I forgot to write down, so we won't even mention that. It's just a day for families.
Yeah, dude, you just spend time with your family.
So a grocery store.
It's actually a great idea.
It's called Food Basics.
Food Basics.
It makes me... I don't know if I'd shop.
That's an odd name. I'm not familiar.
Would you shop in Food Basics?
I mean, if I was Canadian.
Okay. I guess. Wow. Wow.
Definitely not Canadian.
So, somebody in Kingston...
Yeah.
...forgot to lock the doors to the store.
To the Food Basics?
Yes.
They left the basics out for everybody?
So, The store was wide open.
No.
There was not one employee to be found in the entire store.
Dude, fucking Canadians. You know what, Jonas?
You know where this is going already, don't
you? I believe in the Canadians to do the right thing. Give it to me.
So, like, they went, there was people in the store shopping. Jeez. The doors were, they were like, there's no staff here. Like, what the fuck? Like, so there was a witness. He was the one that called the authorities to alert him on this. He saw a man coming out with two packs of cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
And he's like, excuse me, sir. What did you do with these tomatoes? He goes, oh, don't you worry. I left a $5 bill on the checkout counter.
Fucking knew it, man.
It was actually more than that.
He overpaid. I knew it. So Canadian, man. I fucking love them, dude. They're the best.
So, basically, they got with the manager. He reviewed the tapes. There was no damage in the store.
Yeah.
There was nothing missing.
Dude, this...
In the one sale, yeah. They overpaid for the product.
That was the only sale that happened, though?
Like, yeah, that was, like, the only thing that happened. So, but my question to you is, Austin, Texas, down the road.
They would never
CVS
do it.
CVS opens, forgets to call an employee in. What would happen?
Well, I'd imagine that it'd probably be ransacked.
Like, within 10 minutes, all the shelves. It's like, it'd be like there was a riot, but there was no riot. People would just be
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it would get ransacked.
Maybe post on Facebook, CVS is open. Everyone would just be in it, like, stealing.
Yeah, to a certain extent, I do.
Why are we trash compared to Canadians?
I don't know, man.
Like, would you go down there and get something?
Probably not, because I just go to the store and pay for it.
What if it was Best Buy and they had TVs?
Okay, look, I'm not going to sit up here and think it was just Canadian, because Canada has areas and boroughs that are different, and there's poor neighborhoods. That same thing happened in the Canadian hood.
The Canadian hood?
Do they have that?
I guess I don't know if Kingston is...
Kingston's a relatively large city, though.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not, like, hood, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean...
I wonder what the Canadian hood looks like. Like, for real.
Everybody's just rolling maple leaves.
They're just like...
There's a fucking guy just injecting syrup right into his vein.
Now you're talking about the Canadians.
They got hockey puck dispensers with crack pipes in them.
Wow, they're crack pipe dispensers. So, like, I just thought this was a great...
Sorry, Canada, I love you. Go ahead.
We do love you, Canada. All of our Canadian friends. Mm-hmm. We had a couple Canadians on our podcast a couple times.
We did. I loved them, dude.
I know. The Pod Couple, shout out if you guys ever check this out. And Johnny White Trash. I don't think he's doing shit anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but anyways.
That's unfortunate.
I just wanted to talk about that because I knew in America, dude.
Yeah.
Shit would be.
I mean, if especially any of the neighborhoods we lived in. I feel like a lot of times that the neighborhood that you live in or the neighborhood you live in kind
of
change your view on society as a whole.
Environment?
No, but it does have a lot to do with the way we view society. Like, if you were Jaden Smith.
Right.
You would have a distorted view.
Oh, because you live in, like, celebrity land and everything is not real.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not real.
Or if your mom lived in the hood and then you're born in the hood and all you know is hood shit and you don't even realize that there's just this...
Areas like Beverly Hills exist.
Not even now, because you know that exists because it's all over fucking TV.
Right.
But just a normal lifestyle like we live.
Oh, just like a normal...
Just family. Like, hey, I go to work, I pay my rent, I pay a car note, you know?
Right.
I cry when I sleep.
I cry myself to sleep every night, every single night.
So, like, it's just kind of like, whatever you're used to, that's kind of what you think that society is.
So do you think... If this happened in a rich neighborhood, or this happened in, like, one of those, like, do what you got to do survive neighborhoods, because
you're going to get different results.
Yeah,
100%.
Do you think if this happened in America, people would be like on, like, Twitter, like, y'all, the CVS on the corner of this street is wide open. Come get it.
Come get you some dental floss.
Yeah, I would totally steal
dental floss. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it depends what neighborhood. If it was an affluent neighborhood, I don't think it would happen. Kingston is a relatively affluent area.
Oh, is it a high end?
Some areas
okay,
of it are.
All right.
From what I know.
I love high ends.
I know very little, but from what I know.
So you could be talking shit.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
That'd be awesome if it was the Canadian hood and that still happens. So even in, like, the worst of the worst area, they're still like... I overpaid for these cherry tomatoes, so don't worry.
I would have been more surprised if it was a bunch of people that did it. Then I would have, like, warmed my goddamn
heart.
That's
all they said was the one guy. But, you know, I want to believe, like, okay, I honestly think if this happened and I went to the store not knowing that it was a free-for-all,
mm-hmm.
and I really needed something, I would probably take it and leave money on the counter, too.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody stole that money, I mean, I did my part. Like,
yeah.
Would I go to jail for that?
It is illegal, yeah.
Yeah, like...
Because they didn't sell it to you. You basically just walked in, you broke and entered, and then you stole something.
And paid for it.
You just left something in return. That doesn't mean anything. You could have left some fucking tote jam.
That'd be like you broke into somebody's house, used their tub, cleaned their kitchen for them, fucking left a 409 out, ate a sandwich, left them like $10, and been like, sorry. Fell asleep in their bed.
Yeah.
And they come home and they're like, you mother... Oh, you clean the kitchen? Shit. Or, all right, friend, you good?
You walk in, like, take their armchair and leave the love seat. I don't know.
Like, take their chair, put, like, $100 on the ground.
Yeah, be like, I will,
value.
I guess.
A note says fair market value.
That's so good, dude. We'd be the worst criminals ever. Can we start doing that? Just, like, take somebody's big screen TV, leave them a fucking stack on the table. They're like, well...
I don't want to go to jail.
I guess.
That's a wonderful segue. I'm going to talk about this last segment.
Do you want to do the...
I don't care,
Jonas,
man.
You don't care, but you're pushing it. Fine, we'll fucking do it. We're talking about Tekashi
6ix9ine. We're going out of order.
It don't even matter. Jonas has forced it out of my mouth, and it's happening.
Kingston, Jamaica is also a real place.
No, it is not.
It is too, isn't it?
No, it's like Wyoming. It doesn't exist.
Oh, Jamaica doesn't exist?
No, why? Oh, yeah, Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the chat, they said Kingston, Jamaica, dude.
Well, Kingston, Ontario doesn't exist. That's my point.
I'm not making up cities.
Canada.
You know me.
Canada doesn't...
Jonas, the liar of the century.
Jonas, if it's Canada, it doesn't count. All right, so fine. We're going to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine. All right. I will tell you this, Jonas.
Wow.
I am a millennial, contrary to popular belief.
The oldest millennial Jackson. The oldest millennial in the world, almost.
I don't know why I got to be Jackson. Can I be millennial
Smith? I've
been
calling you that ever since you said that.
I know, but it's new for the people at home, so I got
to
act
it's
offended.
It's a throwback to the other two seasons of our podcast.
Jonas, I have to be offended for the people at home.
He's an offended guy.
All right. So Tekashi 6ix9ine went to jail.
He did.
He is 22 years old.
Is he only 22?
We all know the story by this point.
Well, recap in case maybe some of these people aren't fresh in the hip-hop community.
Tekashi 6ix9ine was a musician, and he ran a rap.
He tried to rap.
He didn't really play an instrument, so I guess he was an artist.
He was a vocalist.
He was an artist. All right, so he was an artist. He was hanging with the Nine Trey Bloods, which is one of the largest gang syndicates in New York. He was only kind of doing... He was funding, essentially, because he was making a lot of money
doing
the whole rap thing. And he was funding a lot of the goings-on. Feds got wind. They took him and everybody associated with him into custody. He was... He's telling on everybody.
I need to say this. He has rainbow hair and a 69 tattooed on his forehead.
Everybody knows who Tekashi 6ix9ine. The story's like 20 years old.
It says, what is a Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Don't you ever ask, what is a Tekashi? Anyway, so you know what a Tekashi is. All right.
Google Tekashi 6ix9ine, you will be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not... Anyway.
Anyway, sorry.
My man's is...
That was your man, dude.
Yeah, he can be my man's, I guess. My man's is 22 years old.
Okay.
He was given 47 years...
Woo! You know how old he'll be when he gets out? 69!
Yo, they did that on purpose! No! That is not ironic. That was purposely fucking done. I didn't even think of it in the car. I'm thinking, damn, that means he'd be 70 when it got out.
I didn't even know he was 22 years old. I was like,
yo, they did that on purpose. They're fucking with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yo!
They were trolling him. The judge was like,
Jonas, you just fucking blew my shit.
I did not blow your shit.
Anyway.
That's the farthest thing.
No, he did say somebody's D was getting messed on this episode.
If you watch today's Desperados video, he said he's going to force some D things on me. And it... Nope.
Jonas, let's stay on track.
It's...
47 years.
Woo!
These men that ended up going into process with him that were also being tried, they fucked his baby's mother.
They did?
Yes.
Like, after he went to jail?
Oh, before.
Oh, so they're all like...
Yeah, they fucked the mother of his child.
I did not know that.
They threatened his mother's life.
Like, did they, like... Did she, like, voluntarily have sex, or did they, like, assault her?
No, she voluntarily did it. Oh, okay.
So she was like...
But then they told him that he did it. They told Takashi that he did it. Okay, you know, okay. Basically as a sign of disrespect.
Okay, I got you.
They threatened his life. They beat him up. Because I don't know if you recall, but before he went in, there was a story where he got hit in the back of the head. He was in the hospital. There was pictures from the hospital.
Where he got kidnapped? Where his jewelry got stolen?
It was an inside job. It was 100%.
It was his crew.
Yeah.
Oh, because they didn't respect him because he was like...
He wasn't really all that
good. He wasn't really a gang member.
Now, my question, Jonas, is if you choose that lifestyle...
Right.
Are you I've chosen this lifestyle, I should not snitch? Or are you like... I will be 70 years old, 69 years old when I get out.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think he chose the lifestyle for the same reason that true gang members choose that lifestyle. He didn't have no blood in, blood out mentality joining the Crips. No pun intended.
I mean,
like, joining the Bloods, derps.
Yeah.
He did not have a blood in, blood out for joining the Bloods. No pun intended.
Yeah, but he still joined them. And I think he just rolls a little bit higher in the ranks, kind of like Peter Principle. He rolls a little higher in the ranks of the Bloods than he was capable of. Because he started out just like Bloods have like little guys, and then they got like kingpins. And he rolls to kingpin status.
Like the mafia, but gang members.
But he didn't really know how to handle it. And then all of his money started coming from the rap thing.
Right.
But it's just, it conflicted, obviously.
So, okay. If I thought he was in it. Cause like the other guys in that situation, all these other Bloods, they ain't rolling.
They ain't rolling what?
They ain't rolling on all their friends.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, at this point, if they got wind that Takashi's rolling.
Yeah, okay, they're not rolling.
Yeah.
Look, El Chapo just is on trial right now.
He was already guilty on all counts.
I thought they had to get a new jury.
Oh, did they? Oh, shit.
What?
They said he was guilty on all charges.
No, he was fighting the fact that one of the members of the jury went on and had an interview on a TV show.
Oh.
And they said that they would look at Twitter posts and they would watch the news.
Oh, and they weren't supposed to.
And they're not allowed to do that.
Okay, all right, cool. So anyways.
He's fighting that. But
dude, I don't know, man. Like,
El Chapo got snitched on by some of his closest friends.
Right. Someone's going to snitch always.
Somebody always is going to snitch. If you hit people with enough time behind bars, I couldn't imagine going in when I was 22 and not getting out until I'm an old ass man with a 69 fucking tattoo on my face.
Well, not to mention that
I'm not doing it.
That
I'm not.
You're not doing it?
No.
Like, okay. Like, not to mention that he is a small, dainty man. And in prison, there's some rumors. He has rainbow hair.
Dude. They super violated him.
Like,
he would be
fresh fished. He's somewhat famous.
Mm.
He's young. He's skinny. He's fucking. He has rainbow hair when he went in. Like,
exactly. And people are wondering, like, man, it took him no time at all to roll. Have you ever had a dick in your butt? That'll make you roll the fuck over real quick. All right. I will roll the fuck over.
Like, if I went to jail and, like, the first day somebody's like, you're my friend. And I'm like, oh,
okay,
I'm
yeah. I know everybody who did it. And I will tell you, this motherfucker right here, I'll tell on you.
Like, in sixth grade, Johnny took me to the school store and he stole an eraser.
Yo, no, I'm not spending 47 years in a cell with Brutus over here who tell me I got cute glutes. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Stop looking at my glutes,
Why
Brutus.
Why do you have to rhyme?
I didn't mean to.
I got cute glutes, y'all.
Cute glutes.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, all right. Snitches do get stitches.
I already know you would tell. 100%.
Wow. I would never be in that situation.
It ain't, we're talking, it's hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
The point of hypothetical is to put yourself into that situation. So hypothetically, I know you would tell.
Here, okay, whatever.
What do you mean? I have no problem telling you I would tell. God himself. I don't give a fuck.
You throw it out there that I would tell. I probably would. That's true.
Okay.
All right. This dude's going to die.
Oh, yeah. He's got to go into witness protection.
Right. How do you go into witness protection with a 69 tattooed on your forehead?
Dude, he's got to go to fucking Wyoming or fucking Kingston, Canada.
Jamaica.
Or there. I guess he could go there.
How long will it take for his rainbow hair to fade and will it be dyed again? Because hair... he probably already dyed that shit with some prison dye. He's like, please, no. Can we get some dye?
No, he had to get that dye up out of his hair. It makes him look too cute. And I'm not even saying that, like, I think he's cute, but it made him look cute.
Well, you show in there, you're like a small, dainty, like, man, and you have rainbow hair. Everybody's like, oh, shit. The guys that are in there aren't even into dudes. They're like, oh, damn, look at this guy just rolled in.
Honestly, it's best bet just cut that shit off.
He should have went in and just...
My first stop is the barbershop. Cut the shit
shave
off.
Shave me bald. Fucking shave off my eyebrows, too. Whatever. Yep. Make me as ugly as you possibly can make me. Yeah. So I don't know, man. He's going to have to change his name to like something else.
I mean, yeah, but there's not much he can do now. And we kind of just have to wait and see what he's going to say next, or if he's going to tell on everybody and get scot-free right. Or if he's going to tell everybody and like I would love if he went into witness protection and started releasing music.
Oh, dude.
I'm not a Tekashi 6ix9ine fan, but some of his shit was catchy, all right? And I understand that he's not the best rapper and all of that, but...
Right, right.
Dude, I like music. And I like music of all different kinds. Free my man, Tekashi.
He'll be like, Witness 74. That's what he'll put shit out under instead.
Free Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Free Tekashi.
And Bobby Shmurda. And
Bobby Shmurda, dude.
He's in jail, too.
Did he murder someone?
And Take. No, not Take. Not Take. I don't know. Is he murder in jail?
I think he killed a man over a rap battle. Yeah, good reason to kill him.
All right, Jonas. Let's take us out of here.
All right. All right, everybody. That is all the time we have for today's episode. But do not fret. We will be back live next Tuesday.
Next
at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I thought it was 7.
8 p.m. Eastern. 7 Central. Okay. 5 Pacific.
So you're going to give all the time zones?
Whatever.
What time would it be in Canada?
Depends what time zone they're in, friend. You can also please make sure to hit that follow button on our channel here on Twitch. We also have a YouTube, the replay. If you missed any of the show, it'll be on there tomorrow or the next day. Crazy Town Media on YouTube. Follow us on social media below.
I'm not letting you get away with this. Name
Testicles.
No, Jonas.
Then don't tell me.
I don't want to call him that every time.
Testicles? That's a good name.
All right, fine.
No, we don't have to call him that.
No, it's that. It is what it
is. You know, the next episode, I'm going to put some nameplates at the bottom. It'll say Jonas. It'll say Testicles. And it'll say fucking TNT Dynamite under us so people know who we are.
Fucking
anyways,
testicles.
Also, if you want to hear the audio-only version of this, it will be posted on iTunes, SoundCloud, all that podcast shit. But for Jonas... For TNT Dynamite.
And
for Testicles. We are.
Are you doing YMCA? Out.
Out.